And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound. When the man comes around.
Name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Well, praise Yahweh, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world. WWRB 5050 on your radio dial. We're also simulcasting tonight live around the world on internet worldwide. Glad to have you in here. Got a great one for you. Disinformation. Most of the information that is being put out today about the world's problems is from the powers of darkness. They love to create dark, foreboding times because we know through the Bible that the information warfare that's going on today from the devil is all bad, none good. Satan wants to create stress, doubt, fear. What does fear have? Well, the Bible said fear has torment. Well, what is torment? Well, it's certainly not truth and contentment. It's a torment of fear. In the end time, fear. The hearts fell in them for fear. How about every time you turn the radio on, there's a fear disinformation agent that is wringing its hands and taking Rolaids and Valium. And his whole program is about the art of deception through the spiritual warfare from the disinformation age. Now, much of the Bible, perhaps as much as a quarter, is Bible prophecy. Now, the word of our Heavenly Father is information. It's sure information. That's how that Yahweh himself withstood the devil himself. Now, most people today don't turn to the Bible for victory. They turn to the Bible for defeat. They're already defeated. They already doubt. They already fear. Fear, like I said, has torment. How do we get out of this dark spiritual warfare, which all in it's always negative? How do we get away from negative information? We got to believe the truth. We're on the victorious side. The struggle between good and evil has gone on since the Garden of Eden. We found out that Satan had a lot of power. He came in and he deceived the woman and he laid with her. He got him a son. This son was named Cain. The world was full of the Canaanites. Our problem right now stems from the seed of Cain. The whole world, they were talking about spiritual warfare and disinformation, negative, comes from the powers of darkness in this present evil age. The Bible says also that man will become lovers of self. Now, what about self? How do we get self out of the way? Well, it's simple. How to trust Yahweh. We know exactly what's going to happen in the evil age. Will there be an atomic warfare? Well, it could be. Will it be the end of all life? No. The Bible says when he comes back, they will be eating, drinking, and being merry. That seems like that's the plan of Satan, to be content with pleasure. Satan don't want you to wring your hands and be afraid of his lies. He wants you to accept them, to believe them. But he doesn't want you to be a victorious warrior with faith that overcomes. And with a struggle between good and evil, in the lower angelic realm, the Bible said in Revelations, we read that there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the powers of darkness, and it was all over information that Satan had got. He knew that he had to make his move when the Messiah was on the earth, before he ascended back into heaven with all power. Satan saw with the resurrection, that's what Satan fears, its resurrection. Satan also fears of you turning or being converted to the truth. The Bible says also that Yahweh is not willing that any should perish. Now, who's that any? Well, that any is to whom the gospel was preached to. Because Yahweh's got a people that are called by his name, with their names on the Lamb's book, chosen before the beginning, to seek those sheep out. And today, most of those who profess to be sheep have got a bad case of PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. They've as much as conceded that the devil and the New World Order is going to take over. And that they're going to rule and bad things are going to happen to them. But is that what the Bible says? It talks about perilous times coming, men being lovers of their own self, proud boasters and blasphemers. Now, when God's Word, which is sent for a purpose, cannot. Now, can, but cannot. It's coming down to every word, every jot, and every tittle is going to be fulfilled in spite of the spin and disinformation that's coming out of the post-traumatic stress syndrome department. That's all the media. We're bombarded with it daily. Oh, we can't win. This is coming up on us, and this is going to happen to us. And usually it's a very subtle twist of the Luciferian objective, which is to create fear in the hearts of them who believe that Satan's going to be successful with all this information. It seems like he's going to be, but we know better. We know it's a lie. We know Satan's a liar. It's not going to happen, folks. Yes, Satan is going to rule with a rod of iron. Yes, he's going to take people captive in his own time, in his own place. There's a time and place for everything. And it's an awful business. When you listen to the news, you want to hear something good, and there isn't it. We haven't heard any good news since World War I. The news is only going to get worse. The bad, false message to give people fear, panic, and misery, and heartache. Yahweh come that you might have life. But you see, we're afraid of the devil. We're afraid what he can dish out upon us, and we want to conjure up false doctrine, which is like, let's create a rapture that we won't have to go through tribulation. Let's just bring out a doctrine that will tell all the Christians that are fearful and suffering post-traumatic stress. Let's just tell them that they won't have to go through it, and we'll rapture them out. So, these unsuspecting so-called Christians, they conjure up a way out by saying that there's going to be a rapture. When the Bible says that it's the grim reapers. Now, grim reapers, the Bible only indicates that these rapture beings will be gathered up for the wicked will be taken first. Now, we've been told by the rapture enthusiasts to wait when all these bad times come. Don't worry about it. You're You're not going to have to go through these things. We're going to be raptured out. We're going to sit up on a cloud. We're going to go up into heaven. We're going to rest a while. Then we're going to come back with him. And when he rains death and destruction and all this stuff upon the wicked, that's not what the Bible said. It's the wicked that is going to bring about through this disinformation the rule of the world. And the Bible says that the devil will deceive the very elect. Not rapture them out, but just deceive. Well, that's what's going on today when they put their spin on it by creating a doctrine that's false from the dark side. Now, why is it a dark side? Because it promises them liberty, but makes them servants. Captured by the creature rather than the creator. The creator's coming, and he's coming with wrath. But the Christian, or the ones that are able to meet him, the one that is prepared to meet him, have fought a good fight. They kept the faith. That some of them will go to jail. Some of them will be incarcerated. Some of them will be persecuted for his name. And some will spend time in prison. That's no problem. If your mind is not defeated through this false information that the Christians have created, that Christians won't have to go through the tribulation. Now, just as Yahweh created the heavens and the earth, he put the temple, and inside he lined it with furniture to have a brazen laver for the washing, that's for the cleansing. They actually held a mirror to provide man with a true image of who they really are. And if you look at the mirror of God's divine judgment, they see the mirror of the true information concerning their fallen state. And they fear. And this fear turns into torment. The Bible says actually that they will hide their face, literally hide their face. They can't look into the mirror of reality and the realm of divine judgment. They'll sell out. They'll rat out. The New World Order knows how to rat men out. To save their life, they'll give anything they've got. What if they would join and die for the righteous cause? Well, they can't see that he's going to be here after they die. That death will bring about a liberty. It'll bring about peace. Blessed are you when you're persecuted and all manner of evil is done toward you for my name's sake. And people that keep the faith and don't deny his name. It's happening every day as we get closer to reality, as this new world order, PTSD syndrome, is now taking its toll on the majority of Christians. They huddle up in dead seminaries or cemeteries full of fear and torment brought to them through the negative disinformation of Satan's power. We need to get truth and victory and overcome. This is the faith that will overcome. Not to become complacent, comfortable, not wanting to suffer. We're Christians, especially. They love the warmth of the church in the wintertime. they love the cool of the air coolers in the summertime, just the control of the button. Everything is organized for them. They've never had to suffer. They've never had to get cold. They've never had to get hot. They've never had to go through this suffering because they've always had something to alleviate their pain of suffering. What about a time when they pray to rid their suffering? Bible says they'll curse Yahweh because of the heat. They'll curse Yahweh because of the darkness. They're in a lukewarm, comfortable situation. They want an easy way. They love ear-tickling messages to come free from all of the suffering that they can read about in the Bible, because we're supposed to be harmless as doves. And it's hard because Christians are proud. They're in a toxic spiritual womb of misinformation. Satan being the agent. She's a poisoned apple of a false religion, and her tongue is full of deception, and she loves to put out disinformation, such as the rapture, as I've already indicated. And Satan laughs all the way to hell with the souls of these erring, can't see the light, don't want the light, will not suffer to reign with him. The Bible says it's a suffering way. And yet, the church world is being told, expect more of this good old Western Christianity. We've got the air conditioner, it will always work. We'll never get hot. We'll never get cold. You'll only have to go down here on the corner. We got the biggest church in town. We'll always be here. They promise you liberty. But they themselves are slowly becoming victim to the disinformation. And Satan has made Christianity a victim through fear and disinformation. We need to walk upright. Have no fear. Be ready to die. Ready to suffer. Ready to go to prison. If you look at the New Testament, the beginning of the New Testament, in the book of Acts especially, and in the four Gospels, Christ was imprisoned, falsely accused. He didn't lose his hope. He was more than a conqueror through death. He rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Why don't we have that same faith? Because we've been indoctrinated. The light's still shining. Read about it. It shines in a dark place. We have to endure the darkness, but having the light within us. The Word, if we are versed in the Word, it shines through the pages of our heart, because the Word is written not with paper notes, but on our heart. This is a way of life. When Yahweh sends this divine spiritual war, he called us to be soldiers. But the church world is forgetting to tell people that they're in a war, and we wrestle against the powers and principalities and the wickedness and the disinformation and the darkness that Satan has brought in to enslave us and to enclose us in a prison full of fear. Fear, again, has torment. Right here in the rising of the New World Order, or the beast that will arise and conquer and subdue Christians. Now, with their hope gone of a rapture, their last hope is a rapture. They're waiting. First time they have to suffer, they're going to be defeated, discouraged, despondent, going to give up, turn back, throw up their hand, because, you see, they've been expecting to get out of here without any suffering. But the Bible says, if you suffer with me, you'll have to suffer to reign with me. With this information that comes from the Holy Word, people are awakened to spiritual reality by knowing that they have to suffer. And that they're more than a conqueror. They got too much ego. They can't suffer. They can't look like they've done wrong. They can't stand it. They fear. Their mind starts playing tricks on self. Now, how do we fight the good fight of faith? It's like this. We receive God's word, not a word of defeat, but a word of power, of might, and overcoming, and no fear. Downloading all of this theological data that's being preached out of the pulpit, we're told not to worry. We don't have to prepare for anything, any suffering. They just wait. We're about ready to go. The more trouble that comes, the quicker the rapture comes. And the Bible again says, it's the rapture of the wicked. A wicked man flees. A brave man, a man that knows the truth, a man that's indoctrinated with the gift, and he's on a pilgrim journey, and he knows the gift, and even from the 9 spiritual gifts, there are 3 gifts that is related to the gift of knowledge or information. Because, well, first of all, we read that there's 3 gifts that come from the Heavenly Father. From the 9, there's 9 of them, but 3 of them are related to, number 1, the word of wisdom. You're to be wise, not to be fearful, not to be wringing your hands and hiding. You're to preach the gospel. You're to be a disciple of witness. Most people afraid to leave home. Afraid the New World Order will pick them up and put them in jail, and they'll never be seen again. What about second one of that gift, the word of knowledge? That means that you've got to study, and with the perfect love that casts out fear, you're not afraid of the word of knowledge. And the third one of that, in that department of that knowledgeable gift, is discernment of spirit. The manifestation of the spirit is given to each one for to profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, the discerning of Spirit. All working on the same Spirit. So seek that information that comes to be filled with the knowledge of Yahweh. And then, with that perfect love, it casts out the fear. And those divine spirits, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and the discernment of the spirit is in your heart to lead you and guide you and to show you things to come. It's the divine intelligence. Divine intelligence. Born with a working of the inward. Abraham had it. Isaac had it. Jacob had it. Joseph had it. Yahweh always informs his chosen people what he's going to do because he loves them. He cares about them. And the word is faithful and true, and he gives you the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discernment of spirit. Don't take this gift lightly. He gives it to his elect to have faith. What did he tell Moses when Moses was between the rock and the hard place? There he was with approximately 4 million people, led him down to the water's edge, couldn't part the water. There they stood on Rolaids and Bagim, hearing the government, the new world order of the Egyptian high command, no difference, same spirit. It's like any information warfare, the enemies of God's kingdom, they're going to make it harder. They're going to try your faith with flames of fire. Warfare that the enemy knows how to inflict upon you, human or angelic. And in the time that we're talking about, these angelic dark angels, full of evil and hate, they despise the righteous. They've got evil things planned for you. They're going to kill you, some of you. And yet the voice of the martyr, just like the voice when Cain slew Abel, Abel's blood cried out. It still talked. Your blood can be a witness against them, the evil, who shall receive their just reward for their unjust action against the righteous. Don't fear in the face of the enemy, because these angelic powers of darkness and their human shadows, they have a little access to God's information just like everybody else. They read the Bible. Satan is a well-studied individual. But ladies and gentlemen, they don't know it all. They don't have the end time answers. They know that they have a short time. That's why they're in a hurry. They know if they don't get about Satan's business, Satan's the leader of this pack, these fallen angels, and they rule in the darkness of the fallen cosmos. But there's one coming, again, who promised, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, be faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life. Let's say that you deny the crown of life by seeking to live. He that seeketh to save his life will lose it. He that will lose his life for my sake will save it. He's coming to judge the wicked. He's coming to gather his elect from the four corners. He's coming to sever the wicked from among the just. He's going to gather the tares into bundles, and he's going to burn the bundles. So what do you got to worry about? That's right. I just wish I had faith. And I hope you've got the faith when you're crying. Paul made the statement by boasting, and he said, who can stop me of this boasting? Who is going to stop me from boasting? Even in death, he was a conqueror. Doesn't seem so when they're wielding the axe or the sword and you lose your head and you can no longer speak. And less are offered up, because when they're tried, they will break over. These that will do exploits are the righteous just in Daniel. These who will fall or turncoat or give evidence, just like Judas and Lazarus, who couldn't stand the thought of the going against the court of the present day Sadducees and Pharisees. The closeness you have with the Master is through relationship of trials and tribulation. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. If you're from one affliction to the next, what difference is it if your life ends? All you're getting out is misery. But if you're leaving something, if you're leaving pleasure, you got something to look back like lost wife. Bible tells you to remember her in these days when you're discussing fear that brings the torment. But those who walk by faith will be in a position to receive the just shall live by faith. Be faithful unto death. Now, if you stop and think about it, this is appropriate. It's a spiritual battlefield and you're a soldier. But like any battlefield, it has its turncoats and double agents and disinformation agents that are working for the other side. We have them right now because they fear the power of the New World Order. They don't fear the Creator. He who sits in the heaven shall laugh at their calamity and mock when their fear comes. They mock him when his time comes to stand and take the punishment. A crown of thorns, a beaten back, sore and bruised, his flesh opened up in his rib cage. They could count his ribs. He was that sacrificial lamb without a spot and without a wrinkle. He didn't have none after the trial. He remained faithfully, and when he arose, he said, I arise with power in heaven and earth. All power is given unto me. That's why that Yahweh sits in the heavens and laughs at the plan or the ideal that these wicked men think that they will rule over the New World Order and they will become as great as God. They will be lifted up in their vain imagination. They will speak great swelling words even against the Most High. You think that if they would do that, that they would have this power? Satan will promise them liberty, but he'll make them a servant of corruption. And when he brings in the initiation of when they blaspheme and sin, they will have no remission. There's no remission of pardon for these who are on the dark side of this disinformation, who would cause you to fear. To try you See, if you would remain faithful to get a crown of life, to escape the bondage of what's coming, you take the bondage of what the New World Order dishes out to you. You take it like a man. You make this up in your mind to be ready to give an answer of concerning your faith. Most of our people are so weak, and when they're accused of believing, they say, oh, no, I don't believe that. Oh, you don't? No. Well, then I see you out passing out a track, and I picked up one of the tracks, and it says what you believe. Oh, no, 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 I don't believe. They're like Peter. They have fear. They have torment. And when they deny him, the Bible says he can't deny himself. That's when you'll know that you're in trouble. When he calls you to repent for your rebellion, for you believe in the spiritual plan of darkness rather than the spiritual plan of light. When he told you to stand and not deny him, you deny him, he's going to deny you. It's going to come down to many, the Bible says in the book of Daniel, many will fall from their steadfastness. Most not least you be tried. Make your election and calling sure. You answer his knock of revelation. You receive it with joy. But when persecution comes because of the word, because of what you have to stand for, you deny it. How dwelleth the love of Yahweh within you? What relationship did you ever have with him? Because if you've ever had a relationship with him, he will cast out all fear. He said, think not of what you might say. Those who are afraid will begin to sing like a canary in denial. Satan motivates them with fear. Fear has the torment, and they deny him. They turn their back upon him, and they love the wages of sin. For those who are able to stand up and lay down their lives will have love, perfect love, joy, perfect joy, peace, perfect peace. That belongs to Yahweh. No one can steal that from you if it's put there through the blood of the covenant. And your name is on the lampbook. You can't deny it. Peter knew that he was in trouble when he denied it. But it was prophesied. Peter didn't have a chance. Prophesied he would. But he said, when you get the Holy Spirit within you, take care of my sheep and feed them. Not only did he feed the sheep, he had the keys to the kingdom. He laid down his own life, preferring not to be crucified as an example of like Christ. He wanted to be hung upside down. And history relates to us that Peter died a horrible death, upside down on a torture stake, having been nailed to it, in the likeness of the Messiah. Now think about that. But he had something within him. He didn't have PTSD anymore. He had something greater in him than was greater in the world. He had an overcoming by the power of Yahweh. That Holy Ghost never left him. Never denied him. Gave him perfect love, and it cast out all fear. Fear has nothing but torment. And when we are in such an information of darkness and warfare, we only believe the negative, the powerful, how powerful the new world, you know how powerful the new world order is. He that sits in the heaven will laugh that they'd even think. But see, they don't know his power. They've never experienced. They've only wielded power themselves. At their whim, they can kill you, imprison you, or they can free you. They can give you any of the above, because they have the power to do so. Christ is saying, when they said that they could kill him, they had the power to do so, he said, you have no power at all, except what's given you. Remember this. Satan only has what power that for a short time has been given him. Yahweh is always reminding us to consider our ways and to return to him. See, and ask for the old path. King Solomon fell from his steadfastness through woman, the lust of women, the power of riches. And he lost everything that he had gained and everything he had asked for. He lost that. What if you give your whole life to steal, to lose your soul at the last hour of your trial and tribulation? In the day of tribulation, they will not stand, according to Proverbs chapter 1. Few stop to listen and count the cost. They don't want to consider the cost because they're afraid. The consequences is death. Swift death. Satan is going to kill you, steal you, and destroy you. Why? Because that's his mission. He never changes. The chief end of man is to know that way. Naturalists think that this earth is theirs. And as long as they keep up with Mother Nature and protect Mother Nature, they can hurt, they can hate Yahweh, be an atheist or whatever. But we've got these double agents today, disinformation agents. Just like we had in the Council of Nice, 325 A.D., when they changed the name of our Creator to Jesus, Jesus, from the natural name of Yahweh, the Tetragrammaton, written for our benefit. And those who have faith in Him, from a Bible perspective, it will help you to quell even the slightest rebellion within you, because you know that the Bible says that rebellion is worse than witchcraft. Why would you want to turn against life? Death is for a moment. Life is everlasting. What about Daniel in the lion's den? There he stood. Didn't change his nature. His nature had already been changed before he got in the lion's den. He was a believer in Yahweh. When a king came early the next morning to see it, Daniel had survived the lion's den. He told him to do himself no harm. That he was there with all those vicious lions that refused to eat Daniel for lunch. Been anybody else without that faith, they would have had him eaten, and the king knew it. He knew that Daniel was a righteous man. Will Yahweh always deliver the righteous? Not necessarily. Maybe you are picked and chosen to lose your life. If you lose your life, you'll gain it. If you seek to save your life, you'll lose it. Daniel didn't seek to save his life. He didn't care. He was going to worship Yahweh. And the king knew instinctively that Daniel was holding on to what he believed. He knew Daniel from quite some time in the kingdom. And he was a believer. Not only did he go through the trial, he made a believer out of the king, Nebuchadnezzar, who said, Yahweh himself is to be feared and honored. I have set this mighty Babylon up, and Yahweh sits in the heavens. He's the only one to take it down. See, he's learned something by watching the faith of this righteous man endure the tribulation that you will go through with when you take Yahweh's name on in water baptism. A lot of people, they would have never got in the water and got wet if they know the consequences. What about you? Are you having second thoughts about your baptism? Have you quieted off? You run into a corner and hid, and you got on Rolaids and Valium? Are you a witness? Are you standing up in the face of the mouth of a lion's den? Are you suffering traumatic, post-traumatic stress because of the power of the New World Order? Or are you looking forward to the second coming? Have you been made a believer that you're more than a conqueror in death? That you're going to rise again? Most of the denominations and their Bible teachers have chosen not to believe the scriptures concerning the coming. Most of them are humanists, voting for laws of the same thing that got the world in trouble before. Sodom and Gomorrah got in trouble by going along with these non-biblical denominations. And their Bible teachers, oh yeah, they had a code of ethics. Just like the humanists have. They got codes of ethics. They're pure good, but they're not spiritually good. You're not hated for his name. You don't wear his name. You don't have it upon you. Blessed is the man that has his name upon his heart through water baptism, in the name of Yahweh, for the remission of sin. When those sins are remitted, you're tried. You've got those spiritual discernments of information abilities that I've discussed here in the message tonight. You're standing fast and firm. Won't back down. Though they slay me, yet will I praise him. What Job said. Not many jokes today. Notice, the second coming is nigh, even at the door. When the New World Order gets in full swing, and it will, we'll have wars. We'll have rumors of wars. We'll have disinformationists. We'll have those that turn you in, having you fearing, not knowing, that they're working behind the scenes, just like a Judas spirit that's prevailing in the land today. they're thinking that there's not going to be no end to the New World Order. It's going to end. Satan knows how soon. He's only going to have a short time to work. Be faithful unto death, he said. I'll make you a ruler over many. Now, we know that Satan would like to discredit or disprove the word. Even those who speak in these great churches, they've never been through trials and tribulations. They've had the life of Riley and had the life of Eve, so they promised it to the parishioners. And the parishioners, being lazy and trifling and afraid, they don't want to go out and encounter anything with great hardship. And so then, they quietly obey, and they don't make any waves. They remain silent. Where is the working of the Holy Spirit in your life today? Are you about your Father's business? Are you working overtime? Is your heart full of fear, fearing things to come? Are you afraid of the devil and his agent? Is your heart filled with fear? You're on roll age of suffering post-traumatic stress? I hope you're not one of them. I hope in your soul you're free. I hope that you know the truth, and the truth is still as strong in your heart as it was when it was first put in there with great love. Some have lost their power and their vigor, lost their faith, got no enthusiasm. That's a childlike faith. Believes all things can be told, and it really believes it in their heart. We've got these old diehards, not in the faith. Now they're bitter and envious, provoking to jealousy, stirring up wrath, turning back, falling from the faith, getting cold, turning away, turning back, turning into sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. I hope that your music, that you're playing off your life, is a sweet savor to our heavenly Creator. And when you open your mouth and really need Him and call on Him, He'll like your prayers. He will say, "Here I am." What is it to Daniel? Said, "Daniel, go in that line, stand. No back down." Daniel had the word from the prophet. The angel Gabriel appeared to him and told him, "Oh, Daniel, you're greatly loved. Stand up for us. Don't let us down here. You're going to be tried. Be faithful unto death, and we'll give you a crown of life. Are you ready? Are you willing? And are you able to stand like Daniel?" Praise Yahweh. You listen, Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd. I'm being glad to be with you tonight. Talking about fear that has torment. Want to know where your faith is, having been tried through countless persecutions. Are you still in the hunt? Are you still a witness? You know, Ananias in the book of Acts, now chapter, he'd heard that Paul had been conquered. This mighty Saul. He feared him. He heard many things about him. Yahweh told him to go baptize Saul. And he said, not so. I've heard much evil of this man. And Yahweh reasoned with him. He said, "Well, you can go now from coming to the spring. Take it just as easily. Struck old Ananias with a heart of attack and took him out right there. In this case, he received grace. Yahweh explained to him he's a praying man. And Ananias went to where Paul was at, on Straight Street, converted him into a powerful warrior or a pilgrim on a long journey that was shown how many great things he would have to suffer for the name. You can call me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Telephone number is 423-351-1082. Sponsored by Brother Mark, Brother Bud, and Brother Ed, and by Brother Paul in the great state of Michigan, 1-800-253-2748. Give our sponsors a call. Tell them that Pastor Buddy sent you to keep the faith and not to lose the faith. Praise Yahweh. Now I'll be back here Friday night on WWRB at 11 on the Lake Show. I'll be in here with you at 11 Eastern Standard Time, 10 Central. And then I'll be with you Sunday night on WWCR 4840 on the radio dial. I'll see you then. May Yahweh bless you. Go to our website. That's oneyahweh.com. Over almost 30,000 approximately have visited our website in the last 3 months. Great. Many people are going there. And tune in and see why. Just go to oneyahweh.com. Look the website over and you'll know why. To listen to hours and hours of truth as we have preached for over 50 years for the Creator. And the last 20-some years have been in His mighty name, the accurate name of Yahweh. The Septuagint declared it to be the name above all names. YHWH. Go to our website, oneyahweh.com. oneyahweh.com. And I'll see you. I'll see you Friday night. Yahweh bless you. Until then, Shalom.